RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, you're listening to Song 2, the podcast where we champion the idea that the second track is often the true heartbeat of an album, the place where an artist reveals their intent and hooks you for good. Joining us this time is legendary troubadour Billy Bragg. For over four decades, Billy has blended sharp political insight with heartfelt storytelling, from early anthems like Between the Wars to recent records that prove his voice is as vital as ever. Few artists understand the power of a perfectly sequenced album like Billy, and his catalogue is full of second tracks that land like mission statements, passionate, pointed, and unforgettable. There's also a great Joshua Tree anecdote in here too. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Deep down in the underground, atoms spinning round and round, scientists monitor reading.
Wonderful stuff, thank you. Now, this one's a little bit vague. So I run a podcast called Song 2, and in that podcast, Billy, I argue that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We're asking artists and musicians to tell us if they agree or disagree, and to speak a little bit on the importance of the art of track listing. So, Billy Bragg, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
I'm not sure it would be the most important. I think it is crucial that you draw people in when you're making your records. And I think it's something that's a skill. Putting a track listing together on an album is can be very complex. There's a famous story about U2 trying to program their massive album, the name of which is Joshua Tree. Trying to program Joshua Tree and not being able to manage to do it, totally foxing them. And the producer, Steve Lillywhite, gave it to his then-wife, Kirsty MacColl, to have a go at. And she had a listen to it, and she put a track listing together, and everybody loved it. They loved it. Oh, amazing. How did you do it, Kirsty? She said, well, the one I like the most, I put first. The one I like second, I put second. And the one I like... It's such a great story. And I can imagine Kirsty doing that to the rest of the song. I can imagine her doing that. It's just really, really brilliant.
Sound creeping. What if there's nothing no pot of gold to find?
So that process is important. I tell you what I do believe that the third album is the most important album, not the second album.
Why so?
I think in your first album, you're just there and you've got all your brand new ideas. Second album, you've probably still got some ideas left over that you didn't put in your first album, and you can put that together. By the time you get to your third album, if the first two have been any good, your life has changed completely. And you now have to show people that you're capable of moving forward from there.
Stop pretending we can manage our way out of here. Let's stop defending the indefense.
So I think my third album, talking with a tax man about poetry, actually says on the front of it, a difficult third album because of that belief. And I mean, you think about, Born to Run is a third album.
Right.
London Calling is a third album. You know, it's that moment when you push on and you bring your audience with you or not, or do they fall off? And I've been very fortunate in that, in many ways, I think talking with a tax man about poetry, my third album, is the one that defines me for a lot of people because it has, you know, There's Power in the Union, Ideology, the post-miner strike songs.
Yeah.
And that people see me as that person, which I'm very pleased about because I am that person. Mm-hmm. Although, as I should just add, that I have written more love songs than I've written political songs. But because so few people do that, I'm that yardstick. I feel sorry for young political songwriters who always have to be compared to some old grey-haired guy who wrote about miners. Yeah. When they themselves has never seen a picket line, a miner's picket line, it's a bit unfair to expect them to write the same kind of songs. Because I say it to people, I say, why is there no political songwriter? I said, well, you need, you know, there's not been a miner's strike. You need some catalytical moment, and perhaps the war in Gaza will be that catalytical moment for this generation.
Let's break it down and start again.